This is MoTeC on Money, number one for your business and consumer news, sponsored by your Southern California BMW centers. I'm Frank MoTeC. Stocks wrap up the most volatile week of the year with a bounce back, trimming the week's losses after the biggest one-day drop of the year. Both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 hit all-time highs on Monday. Tech stocks rallied again Tuesday, sending the NASDAQ to a record high just shy of 6,170. The Dow plunged 373 points on Wednesday, with the markets focused on drama out of Washington. But then a bounce back, including the Dow's closing gain of 142 points on Friday, the biggest one-day gain of the month for the blue-chip index. With us now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thanks very much for coming to the line to wrap up this eventful week in the markets. Give us your view of things here at the moment.
Well, over the past week, it was pretty serious. And the decline that we had that you mentioned was, in my mind, was leadership to a potential continuing decline. But the recovery now, which is about 80% of what was lost on that single day, is pretty substantial. And I rate that as a plus-plus relative to the securities market at this time.
Of course, we've seen the rise in tech stocks lately, with the NASDAQ starting, what was it, Wednesday morning at an all-time high, and then we had that pullback. What do you see ahead for tech stocks here?
I'm very cautious about tech stocks. I'm positive about it because the earnings are still good, but the price-earnings ratios are extremely high, and so there's some vulnerability there. As we've seen in the case of Priceline, as an example, the stock went down 100 points just in a single day after muted earnings forecast. And so that there's vulnerability in these securities. I like the stocks in general, but I would be cautious.
All right. Of course, among the big water cooler stocks, Apple. I'm sure a lot of people ask you about Apple, which also hit recent all-time highs. What's your view on Apple here?
I would be cautious towards Apple, but I think the company's doing fantastically well. And it's, of course, it's a key element of the Dow Jones Industrial Averages at this point in time. And so I would pay a lot of attention to it.
Obviously, the market also paying a lot of attention to what's happening out of Washington, the White House, and also geopolitical concerns. Give us your view on where this market goes from here.
Well, I think the geopolitical concerns that you're mentioning are really critical to this market. And the example of that was earlier in the week when the Dow was down approximately 350 points. And I see the possibility of that, not the possibility, but the high probability of that continuing going forward. Currently, the president is on a trip to Europe and trying to amend some of the problems that are out there. But I think the very nature, or his very nature, and I don't want to be critical, I want to be positive, but I think his political activities will have a big effect upon the market going forward. So we can expect a continuation of the volatility that we experienced starting in the latter part of last year.
All right, and we've seen pretty wide moves in oil lately, back above $50 a barrel this weekend. What's your view on where oil and the oil stocks go from here?
Well, I think in general, the oil company, I can remember being interviewed when oil was $140 a barrel.
Right.
I thought it had reached a high, which was turned out to be correct. I think the decline that we had to approximately $27, $28 a barrel was pretty overdrawn. And now back at 50, I think we're in a more normal area. I think that oil in general will have pluses going forward.
All right. And any specific places where you'd be putting money now and or taking it off the table?
I would be very positive about one industry which has been a backslider for some time, and that's the steel industry. The steel stocks, starting with U.S. Steel as an example, have been under pressure for several years, and the pressure comes from oversupply, particularly from China, and I believe that that is being mitigated. I would recommend the steel industry stocks as a positive, not very glamorous, but yet I think it's very, very attractive. I would be very cautious about the fixed income. As an example, the 10-year Treasury, where the yield now has come back down to 2.2%, I would be very cautious about that, and I would not be a buyer of 10 or 5 or 3-year U.S. Treasuries.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for joining us on this important week, and I look forward to talking again very soon.
Frank, it was my pleasure. Thank you.